The United States, joined by several other countries, is suing the European Union over its rules on genetically modified crops. The U.S., along with Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Egypt, and 8 Latin American countries, is taking Europe to the World Trade Organization, charging that EU regulations amount to an illegal trade barrier. Here with more on this story is reporter Edward Alden of the Financial Times newspaper. Welcome.
Good morning.
And first, what's at stake in this action?
What's at stake, really, it's a battle internationally over fundamentally different views of how government should regulate to protect consumer health and safety. The Europeans have a notion that we ought to be protected from dangers that we're not even certain exist. The Americans want to stick to very hard science. And this the WTO case will be the forum in which this battle is played out at a very high level to set the rules that will govern international trade in products that are affected by these regulations.
What sort of product is at stake here, and how much is it worth nowadays?
The case involves agricultural crops which have been genetically altered. And the U.S. says right now, in terms of the European market alone, it's maybe losing several hundred millions of dollars in sales a year. But the potential is enormous. About two-thirds of U.S. soybeans, two-thirds of cotton, a third of U.S. corn is grown using these genetically altered crops. If the European model gets exported to the rest of the world, which is what the U.S. fears, U.S. farmers are going to get frozen out of many of the most lucrative markets in the world, the Chinas, the Indias, the Russias, the Africas. And that's the real worry that the U.S. has in bringing this case.
Yeah, this is an interesting argument between the U.S. officials who say that genetically modified crops have not been shown to be harmful, and Europeans say that they haven't been proved harmless, invoking what they call the precautionary principle. And this is a real divide.
There's no question. It's an absolutely fundamental divide. And it doesn't just have to do with this issue. The Europeans just last week introduced a chemicals directive, which is going to require retesting of some 30,000 chemicals that have been in use for a long time to set up whole graduated systems of risk and try to protect consumers from the risk of chemicals. There's similar things involving end of life with products that would end up in waste dumps that now the Europeans want to make sure get recycled properly. The Americans say in a lot of these cases, the Europeans just haven't demonstrated scientifically that there's a real threat to consumers. Europeans come back and say, well, look, we faced the mad cow scare, we faced other food crises, and we want to be absolutely certain that there's no danger to our consumers, even if they acknowledge the science on this is rather fuzzy.
Although, of course, one New York Times columnist has heard Europeans saying all this through a fog of the cigarette smoke that they're exhaling as they're saying it.
Well, there's a tremendous hypocrisy here in that if there's any one principle underlying the European Union economy, it's protection of their farmers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very, very heavily protected agricultural system. And so from the American perspective, they see this as basically an excuse for economic protectionism. And there's certainly both of these things going on, probably in equal measure.
Beyond the science of it and beyond agriculture, how does this dispute figure in the bigger picture of U.S.-Europe trade relations right now?
Well, it comes at a bad time in the sense that the underlying theory of U.S.-EU trade relations was the relationship was so strong in the fundamental diplomatic sense that it could handle these trade disputes, that they were minor irritants in a good relationship. In the wake of the war in Iraq, the underlying relationship is not strong. It's very poor. It's the poorest it's been probably in more than half a century. And so the question is whether these trade disputes, and this is not the only one, there are a number of others, will in fact escalate in some serious way because the relationship has been frayed at the larger level. I think that's the bigger concern.
There's a big aircraft dispute right now as well.
There's a dispute over a rather blatant European decision not to buy engines for military transport aircraft from Pratt & Whitney and to throw the bid to a European consortium. There's another dispute over a big tax subsidy for U.S. exporters like Boeing and Microsoft and Caterpillar that the Europeans are saying they've won a WTO case on this issue, and they're saying this needs to be gone by the end of the year or the U.S. is going to face up to $4 billion in trade sanctions. There's also steel, which could well end up in trade sanctions by the end of this year. So there are a number of very, very contentious disputes all converging at about the same time.
Edward Alden, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Edward Alden, Washington correspondent for the Financial Times newspaper.